Anong mga katotohanan ang ating mga pinaniniwalaan? Ano ba yung basihan ng mga katotohanan na iyan? Ito ba ay, or these truths matters not only in this life, here and now, but does that truth matters in life eternal? Ngayong umaga po, ang passage po natin is about a trustworthy saying or truth that matters not only now, but has a greater benefit for us in eternity. Ang libro po na ating pag-aaralan, as yung tinatawag na the Book of Timothy or 1 Timothy, ay isa po sa sinulat ni, isa po sa mga pastoral epistle na sinulat ni Apostle Paul. Sinulat niya po ito sa isang young pastor named Timothy to encourage yung mama na ito, yung pastor na ito, and perhaps a timid pastor, a young pastor, to be encouraged, to have courage, to teach the right gospel in the midst of false teaching, rampant false teaching sa kanyang iglesia. Paul calls Timothy to teach the truth by dealing with false teachers and their false teachings. Yung 1 Timothy po is a book or a manual that tells us of God's vision for His local church. If you are taking down notes this morning, ating main point po is ito. That the gospel is God's faithful message that calls undeserving sinners to accept Christ as Savior. The gospel is God's faithful message that calls undeserving sinners to accept Christ as Savior. I have divided this passage into two parts. Una po, the gospel's invitation and the gospel's revelation. Now let's begin with our first point, the gospel's invitation. Sinabi po ni Paul dyan, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of all acceptance. Kung titingnan po natin yung pagkakasulat o saan nakalagay yung passage na ito, yung passage na po ito ay kasama sa section na kung saan si Paul ay nagpapasalamat sa pagligtas sa kanya ng Diyos sa dati niyang pamumuhay at mga maling katuruan na kanyang tinuturo. And here in our passage this morning, Paul gives us a summary of the gospel in a nutshell. Ano yung gospel na to? That Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. But before he gave this summary, this concise summary of the gospel, Paul calls this as the saying. Or in American Standard Version, ipagkakasulat po nila, faithful is the saying. No, yung word po na saying dito ay hindi po ito tulad ng mga sayings or quotable lines na ating ginagamit noon nung naniligaw pa tayo sa ating mga asawa, sa ating asawa. Hindi yung ating mga, sa ating asawa. This is not a quotable lines na ginagamit din natin to boost our ego, to motivate us to do good things. But rather, the saying is a concise summary statement of Christian faith o yung tinatawag natin na creed. Itong creed na to contains truth about Christian faith o yung tinatawag natin na gospel. Ginagamit po nila yung creed na ito ng mga early Christians and churches to speak truth, to instruct one another and to unite one another with the right doctrine. They also use this to defend the church against false teaching. One example po na makikita natin sa ibang account ni na sinulat ni Pablo is yung message niya para sa mga taga Corinto. Makikita po natin in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3 to 4 when Paul, Apostle Paul, defend the deity, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a message, yung mga creeds ito, they hand it over through oral form. So in verse 3 of 1 Corinthians, sabi po niya dyan, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. And here's the truth, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture. Now, Paul used yung mga sayings na ito, yung concise statement of faith na ito, which pertains to Jesus came into this world to save sinners, to charge this young pastor and the efficient believers that this saying is trustworthy, which literally means faithful. That this saying is reliable. Well, dito po sa crossroads, you also observe yung tinatawag natin na mga creeds, yung mga statement of faiths. Ginagawa po natin ito every first Sunday of the month. Yung creeds po na ito ay finorm ng mga early church fathers, taken from the truth of the scripture and used to address false teachings sa mga panahon nila. Isa po sa mga halimbawa na nire-recite po natin dito is yung Nicene Creed. Ginamit po nila ito ng mga early church fathers to defend the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And dito po sa crossroads, ginagamit natin ito to intentionally affirm yung mga katotohanan na ito. And not only that, but we also use it to shape our minds, to shape our hearts, and to shape our doctrine in light sa salita ng Panginoon. Well, this is a good reminder for all of us, mga kapatid. How we use yung salita ng Panginoon or yung amount ng time that we spend with God's Word shapes yung ating buhay. So Paul described this saying as trustworthy, which literally means faithful. How can Paul confidently say that this saying is reliable, this saying is worthy, trustworthy, that is true? Well, unang-una, makikita po natin, because this is God's Word. It is the Word of Christ entrusted to him to preach the message of the gospel. This is the message that Paul received not from men, but from God. Christ called him and appointed him to be his apostle, o yung tinatawag natin, a special messenger. This apostle, yung work ng apostle is to preach the very word of God. We can read yung account na yan in Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 to 13. And we're going to jump in 15 and 16. Yung sabi dyan, "For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor I was taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ." And that happened on the road of Damascus. "But when he who had set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles." Now, was an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ appointed to preach the gospel. Ginamit po dito ni Timothy, ni Paul, yung kanyang authority to charge Timothy, to charge every believers sa Ephesus to hold on to this trustworthy saying. Why? Because Timothy will be addressing a lot of false teachings sa loob mismo ng iglesia na kanyang pinaglilingkuran. And he will charge those false teachers to stop. But not only that, at the same time, he is to teach the saints, equipping them to the right doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is reminding him that the only reliable gospel that gives sinners reconciliation with the holy God is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's like Paul telling him and the believers in Ephesus, if there is any reliable, kung meron mang totoo, pwede nating sandalan na mensahe na nagdudulot ng kaligtasan, ay ito yun. That Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. He is the way. He is the truth. And in Him is life. Kung atin pong titingnan, those false teachings na tinuturo ng mga false teachers are very problematic. Because the core message of these false teachings, which is also true even in our time, is this. Be good to be right with God. Be good to be right with God. One of this, ay makikita natin in verses 8, pababa, or in verses 3 to verse 10. Paul address yung mga legalistic teaching inside sa iglesia na yon that promotes, that believe, na yung isang tao can climb up from the ladder of the law by strictly obeying it. And as a result, they hope that their good works would make them right with God. These teachings, this kind of teachings, or teaching, is centered in the righteousness of man. That tells us na yung tao has something good in us that can merit us of our own salvation, that can save us from the wrath of a holy God. Well, the scripture tells us na hindi. Kung babasahin po natin yung Romans 3:10, even starting in verse 9 pa lang, sinabi ni Paul doon that we are all under sin. Now, how a person that is under sin can make or can please, can outweigh, bribe a holy God? Sabi po dyan sa Romans 3:10, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seek God. And that is our very nature. Ang tunay po na gospel ni Kristo would always tell us that no matter how good we are and how awesome our good works, it can please a holy God. It cannot save us from the coming wrath of a holy God. Isaiah 64 verse 6, it tells us that all our righteous deeds are like polluted garments. Now again, how can a depraved man please a holy and righteous God? How can a sinful person who is under sin can outweigh the wrath of God? A simple answer, ay wala. But the same gospel is the same gospel that points us not to look into our own righteousness, but to the grace of God that is available in Christ Jesus. And Paul clearly understands this, that every time he looked back to his former life as a Pharisee, as a zealous Pharisee, this zealousness to destroy the church of God, church of Christ, and put to prison yung mga believers na to, kill them, oppress them, and even force them to blaspheme the Holy One of God. Every time that he looked into himself, what he sees is the righteousness that he received by faith, through faith, in the Son of God. Yung testimony po ni Paul dito leads him to praise God for the grace that overflowed to him, saving him from his former life and former truth that he held on as a Pharisee. Now, if there is anyone in this room that can relate to this trust, to the trustworthiness of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is us, who same like Paul, have experienced and received the grace of God in Jesus Christ. That through faith in him, costs us and it gives us your salvation. And this is a comforting thing for us in Dibuba. This is a comforting thing for those who were praying for their loved ones, sa kanilang nanay na matagal na nilang pinapanalangin na makakilala sa tunay na Diyos. This is a comforting for those parents who were laboring hard sharing the gospel sa kanilang mga anak. This is a comforting thing, truth, for those friends, for those employees who's faithfully sharing the gospel sa inyong mga kaibigan, sa inyong mga trabaho. Paul's testimony is the thing, and our testimony is the result of the trustworthiness of this gospel. And this is also a good reminder sa atin, mga kapatid, na ang salvation, ang kaligtasan ay hindi po bunga ng ating strategies. Hindi po bunga ito ng ating talino, galing sa pag-share o sa pag-evangelize. But it reminds us that salvation is the work of God. So thinking about this, again, we have a wonderful opportunity this Christmas season to share yung good news na to. You can share yung gospel na to during sa inyong mga Christmas parties. Sabi nga kanina ni Pastor Alden, if you will be invited to attend or you will held yung mga Christmas parties, you know, this is a good time for you to share yung good news na to. If you will be asked to pray, then pray the gospel. And also next week, again, we are inviting you to join us sa ating Christmas celebration. And we'll be singing the gospel, praying the gospel, preaching, hearing the gospel preached to us sa mga panahon na yan. Friends, invite your friends. Invite your family. Invite them to hear the gospel preached. Going back to our passage, hindi lamang sinabi dito ni Apostle Paul that the saying is trustworthy or faithful, but at the same time, sinabi din niya it is worthy to be accepted in its totality by everyone. Ito yung sinabi niya in verse 15. Deserving of all acceptance. Deserving of all acceptance. Ano ba yung ibig sabihin ni Paul dito? What Paul trying to say here is that man's proper response to the gospel should be full acceptation, which includes the totality of men, with all our hearts, with all our heart, with our soul, with our mind. This means an undivided acceptance of the truth of the gospel. The gospel calls us to respond in faith. It's like Paul is saying to us, if there is one greatest need that man should receive, should have, ito po yung gospel na to. If there is one greatest thing na kailangan ng mga anak natin, this is the gospel. It is the gospel. So the gospel will benefit yung buhay, hindi lamang natin dito, but it also brings us into eternity in full relationship sa ating tagapaglikha. Paul clearly understands what is at stake sa kanyang tinuturo, that it moved him to declare the importance and the proper response man should make to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "This is a trustworthy, or this is worthy of all acceptation." Because your response, mga kapatid, our response to the gospel, to the message of the gospel, is consequential. This is a matter of life and death. It is a matter of judgment or reconciliation. This is a matter of eternal death or eternal life. Everything hangs on to this. For those who respond to the gospel with faith in Christ, it means life. It means reconciliation with the holy God. But for those who reject it, well, it assures you judgment and eternal death. Ito yung sinabi ni Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God." It means for those who are wise in their own understanding and believe that their good works can outweigh yung galit ng Diyos sa kasalanan, then it means death. But for those who received Him, for those who believed in Him, this is His power to save us. Friends, this is the faithful message of the gospel that invites us to believe in Christ. Or the second thing na makikita po natin dito in 15b, in verse 15b, that the gospel is the gospel's revelation. Sabi po dyan, that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, of which I am the foremost. Well, I have mentioned kanina na yung saying na to means creed or yung statement of faith. These are again concise statement that embodies yung truth at saka yung reliability ng gospel, yung Christian belief. Paul used this wonderfully while reflecting yung effect nito sa kanyang buhay. At the same time, na ipinagkatiwala sa kanya bilang apostle ni Jesus Christ. Paul is using this to teach Timothy about this gospel truth. This gospel gives answer to those who challenge sa reliability ng salita ng Panginoon inside the church of Ephesus. Perhaps some of these are challenges na or false teaching, false doctrine na kinakaharap ni Timothy this time is yung pertains to the deity of Jesus Christ, His incarnation, His preeminence, His mission, and yung reliability na makakaligtas nga ba ito. And this is what we are going to unpack dito sa ating second point. We will do this by asking the question, who, what, and when? Titingnan po natin kung paano ito sinulat ni Paul in Greek. Ito po yung pagkaka-arrange niya sa original na pagkakasulat niya. Sabi niya dito that Christ Jesus came world sinners to save the foremost. I am. Or am. Well, in this creed, makikita po natin that Paul begins by giving the who dito sa second section na pinag-aralan natin. Who? Christ Jesus is the subject. He is the topic ng saying na ito. Ng trustworthy na saying na ito. This name is not just a mere name that we accustomedly hear or use or perhaps at times masasabi natin na parang common name na lang. But Paul and even God Himself has rightly appropriated this to Jesus, the Christ, Yung word po na Christ means one who is anointed, or the anointed one, the Messiah, the long-awaited Savior of His people. This means that He is appointed by God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, with a very specific mission. And that mission is to save His people. Of course, Paul did not invent yung salita na to. This has been proclaimed by the prophet Isaiah and other prophets. And even Jesus declared it Himself. Makikita po natin yan in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Which is keynote then in Jesus Christ from the Old Testament coming and yung Matthew din mamaya. I mean, in Luke 4, 18 to 19, sabi po dyan, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight of the blind, to set at liberty to those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Which Jesus is the anointed Messiah. And according to the definite plan and time of God, this Christ, the anointed Son of God, Jesus, came into the world, born by a virgin. If you're going to turn your Bible into Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, dito po in the account of Matthew, makikita natin yung story ng pagkapanganak sa kay Jesu Kristo. And makikita din po natin dito that Mary and Joseph didn't have the privilege to name yung baby na to. But instead, this name was given by the angel of the Lord. Sinabi po dyan in verse 21 that you will name Him Jesus. For what reason? The reason is there. For He will save His people from their sins. This name is not just a mere name, but it carries a profound meaning. Perhaps we have been so familiar with this name that when we hear the name Jesus, that when we hear the title Christ, we give a little thinking sa mga title na to, sa name na to. Just like when we hear the word Christmas. Perhaps the name Jesus is there, the idea of Jesus is there, but our focus is not on the Savior or the reason why we celebrate Christmas. But our focus is on the gifts, to be with our friends, the festivity, the food, the sumptuous food that we share with one another. But here Paul, in this very concise statement, is reminding us that this name carries a profound truth. That every Christian should hold, every Christian not only know, but embrace and respond in faith, in worship. So the next interrogative question na ating tatanungin is the what? What did He do? Paul says here that Jesus came into this world. This implies that Jesus is not from this world and that He existed before time. That Christ predate yung mundo na to. Christ predate this world and everything in this. It means that He is eternal. Then if Christ is not from this world, where is He from? This might be the question na tumatakbo sa isip ninyo ngayon. In John 1, if you're going to turn your Bible, so John 1, John tells us that the Word, which is Jesus, the Logos, was with God. He is not only with, John says, but he was God. He was in the beginning, which means in from or from the eternity past, or before man knows time, and before everything existed, he is God. He is eternal. This is the claim that John wants us to believe and wants us to understand. The same theology na makikita natin sa sinasabi dito at tinuturo ni Paul sa atin sa umaga na ito. That Jesus is God, that He is the eternal, and He eternally existed in unity with the Father and the Spirit. Tingnan po natin in verse 14, ang sinabi niya dyan. And the Word became flesh, which means He took on a flesh, a form of a servant, and dwelt among us, He tabernacled with us, and we have seen the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, this is the true God of the Scripture. Again, what Paul wants us to understand in this trustworthy saying is that Jesus is God. And this is a wonderful truth for us because we can take courage that the one that came for us is God Himself, who took on the form of a servant to serve us. But why would a holy, eternal God in perfect unity with the Father and the Spirit leave heaven and break into human time and space? Bakit? Why would a holy and eternal God would care to do this? Well, we will answer this in our third interrogative question, that is, why? Bakit? Paul said, sinners to save, or to save sinners. Well, this is the divine mission of God. The Father sent the Son, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit to save sinners. Sinners who by nature do not love God, who hates God, but love themselves, love ourselves. Sinners such you and I. Sinners who loves to lie. Sinners who are adulterers, immoral, drug addict, porn addict, who cares only for themselves, for ourselves, than of others. Who self-righteously see ourselves as much better, more intellectual, superior than our neighbor, than our friends. Who loves lust, loves money, and all the pleasure na naandito sa mundong ito. These sinners who were totally incapable of saving and pulling themselves out from the pit of sin, who acknowledge that we have nothing in ourselves, in our capacity na iligtas ang ating sarili. These sinners are the sinners that Christ came to save. These sinners, Paul said, are the reason why Jesus came. This is the object why the subject came to this world. He came, according to the account of Luke 19:10, to seek and save the lost. In Matthew 9:13, when Jesus called Matthew na para maging disciple niya, the Pharisees came and questioned yung disciple ni Jesus Christ, mga panahon na yun. At sabi nila, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Ano yung naging tugon ni Jesus in verse 13? Those who are well have no need of physician. But those who are sick, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Yung passage po na ito ay kinuha ni Jesus Christ from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 6, which tells us of the callous nature ng puso ng isang tao. That like us, we thought that we can outweigh God's holy wrath by our own sacrifices, by our own good works. Like these Pharisees, who thought that keeping God's law would make them right in the sight of God. But God does not desire all of it. What He desires is a humble recognition of His Lordship sa buhay ng bawat isa. Friends, this is the glorious gospel which calls us to run to Jesus, to avail His mercy, and to receive the righteousness that He purchased for us through His life, death, and resurrection. Well, do you believe this gospel? Nabinasa po kanina ni Kuya Tom sa Ezekiel 34 verses 10 to 12 was being fulfilled by Jesus Christ Himself. That He is the great shepherd who seeks out His flock. He is the one who gathers us. He is the one who saves us out from the thick of darkness ng kasalanan. He did this by laying His life on the cross on our behalf. But if you think that your sin is still so great that God is impossible to save you and to grant forgiveness sa'yo, be comforted, mga kapatid, and hear this. That even Paul view himself na makasalanan. He took into himself, sinabi niya, that I am the foremost sinner among all. He ranks himself first among all sinners. Not out of pride, but in awe. That even the worst sinners such as him, who blasphemed, maligned, killed, and seek to destroy Jesus, receive God's overflowing grace in Jesus Christ. If you think that your sin is so great, so shameful, so ugly, that Jesus cannot grant you forgiveness, kapatid, mali ka. Christ is able to forgive your sins because He is God. And He carried it all, He carried all kinds of sin on His body, on the cross, sa Calvary. And He paid it all. The gospel of Jesus is calling you right now to repent. The gospel of Jesus is offering you mercy to be reconciled with the holy, righteous God. He is offering you a life eternal. If you are here today and you are a follower of Jesus Christ, hold on to this truth. Embrace this and memorize this if you can. Yung sinasabi niya dyan na worthy saying that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Engrave this in every aspect of your life, that this would help us to remember, that would help us to worship, to glorify in the God of our salvation. But this would cause us obedience, cause us to seek and to share the gospel more eagerly sa ating mga kaibigan at mga mahal sa buhay. Friends, the gospel is God's faithful message that calls undeserving sinners to accept Christ as Savior. Manalangin po tayo. Father, we thank You for You are our faithful God. May the gospel that has been preached today may take root into our hearts, in the hearts of Your people, and would call sinners of whom You came to save. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.